Welcome to a different type of show with like-minded individuals that don't always see eye to eye.
Do you understand the words that are coming out from my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Free thinkers that stray away from the herd.
Drink that booze. Drink that booze.
Real topics, real discussions with real opinions.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
We might make you laugh. We might blow your mind. To some, this is groundbreaking. But to us, it's just another combo.
Well, hang on. We shouldn't be learning how not to get caught. We have to take responsibility for our actions.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, High C. You know what today is. It is that time of day, the week, whatever you want to call it. Got my hydraulic desk. It went off before the show, then it was a little bit too high. Maybe I'm a little bit too high. I don't know, combination of both. But it's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I'm smoking on the Lord's loud. Amen. Can I get a hallelujah? Ain't no devil's lettuce around here. We got Lord's loud.
The Lord's loud. That's a new one. That's a new one.
Hey, testify.
Hey, put your microphone up to you. Yeah, just turn it around. We got you right there. We do got a new voice in the building. I'm going to let Johnny introduce him. As always, I'm in here today. We got our co-host in here. We got the one and only Johnny Christ.
These kids. I don't know if it's the Lord's Day or the loud or whatever. However, we have Tamar here, and Tamar is somebody who I've known for a little bit. To put it bluntly, Tamar rides for all the good things that all you humans like. So we're actually having a shortened day today. We're only going to do about maybe 30 minutes, and then we're going to go directly into Suncoast On Point, where some kid who is the significant other of a friend of mine decided that he wants to have a debate. So we're going to have a good old-fashioned debate on the Lord's Day with High C on the Lord's Loud.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Easy. Take it easy, kiddo. Take it easy. So, Tamar, what's up, man?
How you guys doing, man? I'm doing good, you know.
You're going to have to get that damn microphone up to your mouth. You see how I'm doing it?
There
you
go, kiddo. Yes,
sir. All right, just lift it up a little higher.
Yeah, boy.
There you go.
I appreciate the introduction, man. I really do, like, I try not to stand on moral bases. I just try to stand on basic principles. I feel like everybody should be safe, happy, and healthy out here. And then, like, as long as it really abides by those, I'm with it, you know.
I'm drinking non-fluoride water, so yeah, so we're doing all three of those. Check, 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 and
safe,
check.
Safe, happy, healthy, you know.
I like it.
So we're going to get right on into it. The hottest thing going right now in the civilized or even in the uncivilized world is the new docuseries on Discovery Max, HBO Max, for those of you who don't know, is Quiet on the Set. This is a four-part miniseries that's going to continue on from what I'm being led to believe. And it basically talks about the shows that all of us, you shouldn't have your damn kids on listening so we can all have this discussion. But it's all the shows that we grew up with. All That, iCarly, Drake and Josh, Victorious. Like, Nickelodeon was a hotbed for hot-ass shows and popular shows. Everybody was rocking the iCarly bag. Everybody was rocking the freaking Victorious, stuff like that. And we had no idea. I had no idea the type of hell, havoc, and turmoil that was going on. And it centers around the figurehead, quote-unquote, if you will, a guy named Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider is the one responsible for coming up with these shows. If you haven't watched it, well, spoiler alert. And if you have, then you're going to understand where the hell are we coming from and what we're doing. Have you watched it?
I actually spent my last, since you sent me the reel and I posted on the STLR page,
right.
I literally, that was my goal, was to watch it over the last couple of days.
So and rough, bro. So rough.
I don't know if people are going to like my take on this. But to me, oh my God. Like,
if you got to rethink about right? your take,
right? No,
we may need to reevaluate this.
It's like how they let it up, right? It would almost be like if somebody did some cinematic like magic, and you have like this fishing pole that's like bent way, way down, way, way down. And at the end of the video, it was all just like a fake gag, and like there's like a minnow on there. Like, I'm expecting your boy Daniel Schneider to be like the Nickelodeon version of Harvey Weinstein telling Ariana Grande, she got to let me see what that mouth do for you to get this part. And it wasn't even like that. And everybody's sitting there like crucifying Daniel Schneider. And it was like three other guys behind the scenes that were the ones that were molesting the kids. Okay. Like, I was expecting him. Like, I'm expecting, like, which, by the way, the one dude's last name was Handy, which was very fucking ironic. And I'm not trying to laugh and make jokes about that. But that'd be like if, like, oh, John Bullock killed somebody today. Like, isn't it ironic? Frank Glock just murdered somebody. Like, it would be irony behind that.
Don't you think?
But, like, the dude named Handy was the one touching people. But, I'm sitting there expecting Daniel Snyder to be, like, this monster. And were there questionable things? Because, see, I'm old school, right? My Nickelodeon was, hey, dude, salute your shorts. Are you afraid of the dark? All this,
yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
All this Victorious and iCarly and all that was after me. I didn't really watch none of that. So all those scenes that they're talking about were new to me. I had never really watched it because by that time, I was watching sports and different things. I wasn't watching all that stuff on TV. That was after, you know. Like, I never seen that Zach and Cody. I've never seen an episode of that.
Oh, that The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody that's on Disney?
That's very much more so my era. I think it's, clearly, like, a divide because, like, I see where you're coming from. It's not like he was cast couching these kids.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. There was some questionable behavior that they talk about.
Absolutely.
But, like, even with those female writers, okay, so literally – the same shit we're talking about Dan Snyder for, we could talk about 90% of corporate America about women don't get the equal pay that men do.
Equal pay or fair,
so,
you know.
Is Dan Snyder a piece of shit for that? Or is like 90% of corporate America the same pieces of shit about that?
I think it still ends with him being a piece of shit. I think it's more so he's catching the flack because it flew under his radar. I think that's more so why he's catching the flack and he's the big name.
But the biggest thing about it is Nickelodeon let it slide.
That's the crazy part, too. And then, like, another, like, under-noted part I'm seeing go by is Brian Peck, when he got out after the very minimal 16 months
now,
he died,
that was horrible.
He went and immediately got employed at Disney on Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
So it's not even, like, just Nickelodeon. It's the whole industry. It you're right. It's bigger than Dan Schneider. But, like, we have to be careful to make sure we're not sounding like we're standing Dan. Like,
no, I'm not. And listen, I'm not standing up for him at all because there was a lot of questionable behavior talked about. But I'm expecting it to be like Dan Schneider on some Subway Jared kind of situation or something like that. And it just wasn't that, like, okay, yes, the man had money. He probably could have had the baddest bitches on Sunset Boulevard coming in and giving him massages. That's very questionable to be having the kids give you massages and stuff like that. I will admit that. The like cum shot jokes and stuff that you and the sexualizing of the girls and
it's fucking wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong, but at the same time, and I'm not defending this, but in other ways, and he just did it poorly and Nickelodeon let it slide. But in a lot of kid movies, there are adult innuendo that the kids don't get. It may not be sexual stuff like that, but there is stuff in there. Nickelodeon should never let that slide. But we're holding.
I think the bad thing is that makes it stand out is that this happened in such a digital and current age. A lot of this took place.
It was
place
the beginning of like
Twitter.
The internet and all that.
I was old enough and I remember the contest they had on Twitter, and you had an opportunity to end up in a background shot on iCarly. And what you had to do was everyone had to write down.
Were you ever on the background?
No, because I wasn't willing to submit myself to this next sentence. You had to write hashtag, it was like the name of the episode on the bottom of your feed. And mind you, they have a child audience. You were supposed to write the hashtag on the bottom of your feed and tweet a picture to the Nickelodeon and iCarly account. And if you were selected lucky enough, you got your feet picked for the background. Or like all the shorts where you see the Ariana Grande tape and like this and that and the potato footage or the pouring the water or
that the potato footage is just on the surface is ridiculous.
That was the worst part. Out of everything they showed, the Ariana Grande stuff.
The crazy
was the worst
part is none of that was like on actual TV episodes that aired. those were on the online exclusives that the kids were signing up for. So it's one thing to have those in, like, the innuendo on TV shows, and parents can control that. But when you see your kid on Nickelodeon.com, you don't expect to see them stroking potatoes. You know, you think it's safe to walk away from Nickelodeon.com and see them playing kids'
okay,
games.
Okay, but the thing about it is, and I'm glad you clarified this, because... Not that it makes it less, like...
I think it was just more so out of the reach of the parents.
But it's not on, like, the Nickelodeon. Like, I'm the way they're making it sound, I'm assuming it's, like, in the actual episode that you've seen, where the subscription stuff, you know, is probably not as many people are seeing it.
Right.
It's still wrong, but it's I was thinking it was on, source. Like, the... Yeah, I was thinking it was on, like, the actual, like, episodes, everybody and mama seeing it, Monday through Friday, whatever time slot the show came mom. On, and that's not what it was.
You want to know one of my biggest problems where I agree with you? Dan is catching all this flack, and I feel like nobody is asking... All the parents in this documentary kept
saying the same
thing.
Where were the parents at?
Well, we just felt something was odd, but we kept getting escorted out the room. Or we felt something was odd, but we felt like we couldn't say anything. Because your child is paying your bills. Your child is paying your bills.
Like,
so
like
none of these parents spoke up.
Like the one mom at first, when like the dude sent the masturbation video or whatever to her daughter. Like... The power was in your hand right there.
Her quote
and
was,
she
I
said
felt,
that she yanked her.
Her exact quote was, I felt like I couldn't call the police. Why? Why would any reasonable parent who sees a grown man masturbating in front of
I
their child...
I think because they're
not,
trying... I mean,
you
want
to protect your kid's career, but
we have
to
look at it...
But she said the kid, she wasn't going to put the kid back into any of that stuff anyways.
Right.
So at that point, you already done made your choice. Like,
but it's
done.
Like, think of how far it had to go before that type of decision had to be made.
Another point.
All of these other things and topics and all of these sideline bars. It took a man having to send a video of him pleasuring himself for the mom to finally be a mom, clock in, and say no.
But ultimately, though, it took what they say, I think, 9 years later is when the police knocked on her door about her daughter from that situation because it had finally come to light. Now, how many kids in that 9 year span got subjected to the same stuff that your daughter did because you didn't speak up?
That's my point.
And to me,
that's
the point. And with the Dan Snyder situation, right? When you, I'm gonna use the Chicago Bears right now in football as the example. Over the last probably 8 years.
Right.
They went through quarterbacks. The head coaches get fired, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day,
Buckets.
The front office is the one making those picks. The front office is the one putting that team together. Like the quarterback, they just traded away their quarterback that they just drafted like 2 years ago for like a sixth-round pick. But you didn't give him no offensive line help. You didn't give him no weapons or whatever, right?
Right.
Quarterback gets the blame. Old head coach got fired last year. But the Bears ain't taking the blame. It's putting on everybody else. Nickelodeon is not taking the blame, but Dan Snyder is.
Well, that's because I don't know that there's proof that the upper echelon in Nickelodeon knew.
I think, like, my problem is that everybody was complacent or walked away. They said in the thing, like, the women in the writer's room were complaining about the name Penelope Taint. And the crazy part is I always thought it was Penelope Tate when I was a child. I never heard Taint, but
yeah, that was a very good example.
Everyone walked away or was complacent. Who fought for the kids? Who
because
went
of
the to
fact
the
that
ups?
He was the guy was smart enough to find a phrase, or maybe it's just by sheer dumb luck that literally has double meaning.
He did it taint, again.
The ball's in the asshole, or taint as in tainted.
I mean, he did it again decades later in iCarly with Hobknocker. A Hobknocker is somebody who exposes their genitals in public, but that's like British slang, and you wouldn't know that.
Is that like a bobnobber?
It's weird, but like
bobnobber.
It's how do you don't accidentally keep. There's certain levels of innuendo that's like ha. I think those things we talked about and you were talking about, like, adult things being suggestive but, like, very undertone. So that's just to keep the adults entertained in the room while their kids watch TV. But that's more so when we have the nuclear family and everyone sitting around watching TV.
Right.
Your parents watch TV. Your kids are on their iPad. Your oldest is on the Xbox.
Sure.
Everyone's on their own devices and you don't know what they're watching. It's hard to control that shit.
No, it is.
And it's like...
We could have guessed something like this was going on, though.
You know, it's not even like...
Can you imagine if people came out against Disney?
We knew about Epstein. We knew about all these people.
Sure.
So to just assume, like, okay, we know people have a
I'm glad that
affinity
people are being,
towards children.
I am glad that people are being held accountable now, but where the fuck were they for years?
Why did everyone pick money or walking away? I can't tell because of my career or he has so much power or I'm going to just escape this.
Eminem said it best. Money will make a man act funny.
Who saved the kids? That was my problem. Saved them damn kids? Nobody.
Don't nobody care about saving no kids.
The people in like it's.
Well, here's what I think the situation is, right? I think at a certain point on the higher ups, you know,
right.
the CEOs, the people who run everything, it's Suncoast On Point is coming up, so this is going to kind of touch on some stuff that you may hear on an episode with Johnny Christ. But you got your higher ups. You talk about Epstein Island, all that stuff.
Sure.
Well, who's going to be the whistleblower? Because this person got something on that person. They got stuff on these people and that people. And everybody got something on everybody. So it's either, okay, I don't say shit about this dude, or if I do say shit about this dude, we all getting fucked.
It's a whistleblower.
Speaking of whistleblowers, shout out to Boeing.
But it's crazy.
It's a wild, wild ass show. It's the last thing that I expected. I'm glad they had somebody there who was a legitimate role, not some B actor or somebody in the background. Although that doesn't minimize what happened. What that does do, however, is that basically sets the groundwork. It sets the groundwork for other prominent people, hopefully, to come forward, say something, you know, that.
And that's the thing is Daniel Snyder necessarily isn't in the clear. Nobody's just come out and said, like, hey, he did this.
Right.
And we don't know if he did do this or if he was just very good at that, skating that gray area.
Me and Johnny kind of touched on this off air on the way here. Like, speaking out is very important, but Brian Peck was very much able to skate around his consequences and get right back in the game. Dan Schneider hasn't faced any charges. Handy got served his sentence, but that's whatever. But, like, where the public scrutiny isn't enough when it comes to cases like that, we need to see accountability as in charges. We need to see accountability as in being on registries. We need to see accountability as in you not having credits or being able to work on sets anymore. And that's what we need to see.
And you know what? What else bothered me about it is, what was the dude, Drake?
Drake Bell.
Like, okay, first of all, I understand what happened to him was probably very traumatic.
Right.
But with the way they blew everything up in this film,
right,
somehow as the director, you got to get him to open up and give us actual details on what happened. Not just to look at the camera, oh, think of the worst thing imaginable. Well, bro, I could think of some pretty crazy stuff that probably.
What, you want him to
you.
Go into detail? What's the matter with you?
I'm gonna
not saying about everything, but he should like expose the dude for what exactly
they
happened.
Did show
it showed
screenshots.
in the court proceedings of what he was accused of.
They did
sodomy, penetration.
On video.
Yeah.
But the paperwork is one thing. Seeing the human emotion of somebody that's like telling their story who probably needs to get it off his chest would be better for how they blew up the thing.
You're on drugs.
I think he gave us the emotion. We have had access to that 2003 court document forever, but he's labeled as John Doe because he was a minor.
Yeah.
I think this was just him being bold enough to assign his name to John Doe. But that information has been public. We've been known that Brian Peck went through this court case and he was a Nickelodeon employee and he assaulted a minor named John
multiple.
Doe.
Multiple people.
I think his story and him, us being able to put a face to such a notable name and not realize and be able to say it's not B-list actors or random nobodies. It's your favorite teenage heartthrob. It was the guy you thought was so cool and tried to emulate.
Right.
I think that's why him telling that story is very impactful and speaking out is important.
Sure.
But like we all kind of agree, more needs to come out of that. Specifics and charges need to be like just we almost came to the conclusion in the car that maybe they didn't say more definitive things because they didn't want to open themselves up for defamation. But at that point, why are you making the documentary? Why are you defaming his character if you can't prove it? Why are you having them say these very broad and general statements if you can't provide receipts?
Correct.
Dan Schneider came out and gave some weak-ass apology, barely addressing the things that were even...
And that's the thing. I don't want him to go over every account, but, like, give us a receipt, like, one. I don't need the whole stack, but just give, like, one instant to where it's just like...
You feel me? Yeah, you're right.
You did this.
But on the same token that we can take those rose-covered glasses and we look at something like the Jeanette McCurdy memoirs...
Yes.
Where she won't even name it by name.
The creator.
She'll call it director/creator.
Creator.
Well, how many of those were running around fucking Nickelodeon?
And it's just leaving it up to, like, you know who, and they're not naming names. And that's why, like, it's hard to... Jump in.
If what she's saying is the truth, you roll the freaking dice.
We can be honest about things. Are you going to sit here and tell me that nothing happened to Amanda Bynes behind the scenes?
Because
you don't have that kind of mental breakdown just because you live a normal kid's life and you're on shows.
That's the golden child who needs to be interviewed right there.
I just thought of a really
good
comparison.
She went through some stuff.
If we have this much on-set accountability for the Alec Baldwin Rust movie and that gun going off, why not these kids? Somebody's going to jail about this movie and somebody being killed. We have stories and annotations and this and that and long stories of childhood stars going through this. Why is there no on-scene accountability for any of this ever? You can trace back this bullet, who was supposed to handle it, who was the de facto maker of the gun, who's every person's hand it was in until it got to Alec Baldwin and he pulled the trick. Like, we are getting definitive answers and doing this. Why can't we do that for children's sanity and safety? I feel like that's a bigger priority. Not to say that woman losing her life on the Rust set isn't a priority, but on-set accountability should kind of go across the board, I feel like.
And to be honest with you, I think they need to delve into Ariana Grande as well, because she didn't come.
Oh, you ain't gonna get no damn high level star like that to do no B League show on HBO.
I don't think she's doing that, to be honest.
Hell nah.
Jeanette McCurdy, I don't know why she's taking such a step back from the public.
Like,
I
mean, that it's crazy because, like, her
be
and,
a victim publicly.
Her and Josh Peck, who was the co-star of Josh and Drake. They went at it verbally, sitting there talking about Dan didn't do nothing wrong. You this, that, and the third.
Yeah,
that
Josh,
freaking like
Josh
that.
Peck
Dan.
Is kind of a weirdo in that sense. Josh Peck has very much put himself as a weirdo.
I'm like, what are you talking about, dude?
He's come for Drake in the past.
He has come for Drake in the past, and people overlooked that.
They've done YouTube videos, and they reportedly came out and said that they were never really friends like that on set. Their relationship was very tense, which is surprising to know because they played best friends and brothers. So it's like rough to believe that. But they did a YouTube video in their adult life. And Josh casually asked Drake out the blue, like, oh, so how'd you lose your virginity, by the way? And you see that man whole face freeze for a second. And then he jumps into a story about when he was young and with his girlfriend. And that story he told years ago matches with the quiet on-set story about everything and his girlfriend's mother breaking everything up around that same time.
I mean, they're going to have to do some real rebuilding over at Nickelodeon now.
And the fact that they had that weak-ass statement at the end of every episode about Nickelodeon maintaining the safety and trying to improve the environment, and we're thankful these people are willing to tell their stories. Tell the story about how you guys accepted it. Where was the accountability? Tell the
story
about
how that flew. Or what happens
when
they found out.
Why?
Give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they don't know, but what did they do when they found out? That's the most important thing.
Exactly. Was it taking the money hand and fist? Was that the priority? Because there's too many things to say you didn't see it. There's too many things to
say
you didn't
see it.
Man,
take me back to Hey Dude and Salute My Shorts.
You know.
And I mean, you know.
Keep it simple. Keep it animated, at least. The adult innuendo you were talking about earlier with Ren and Skimpy and stuff like that, it was animated. It was animated, so it's outrageous. It doesn't look realistic. You're not depicting
There was a lot of
people.
Adult humor in these cartoons.
You feel me?
There was, but those were Ren and Stimpy and stuff. Those were all on a little bit more late night, though, so it's a little different. Kind of like even with Beavis and Butthead on MTV, you would come on at like 10 o'clock. But the reason why I was saying Ariana Grande is because I guarantee you something happened with her, because
But until she steps forward, it's all speculation.
Because for her to do everything that she was doing so willingly, for her career to blow up as much as it has, that's probably why she hasn't said anything. But she played ball way too well in all those videos and different things like that.
Somebody knows what's going on. Somebody and nobody's knows saying
nobody's
something.
Saying nothing.
And Jamie Lynn Spears took the shot in the face. Nobody's saying shit.
And look at Britney. Britney went AWOL, so you know what I mean?
Still waters run deep. Jamie Lynn Spears is next.
I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Amanda Bynes has already went off the deep end. How long before?
Oh, Zoe 101's next on the chopping block.
Miranda Cosgrove or whatever her name is.
She's managed to stay on the tracks a little bit. She's just had a failed music career, but she's still on the tracks.
And Victoria Justice went AWOL.
Yeah, I remember she
got in and got out, but
she's done a lot of small movies. She had
Hallmark.
Right when she was around the age of, like, I don't remember if you guys remember this, in like 2013 when all of those celebrities were getting their iClouds hacked.
Yeah.
And all their stuff put out. She had just like finished up her Nickelodeon stuff, and I remember that because I was a little boy with a crush on her. So I remember that when that very much ended her child star career. Because right when she became an adult, people are playing adult roles until they're 23, this or that or whatever. But the moment she got seen in that light, you're done on Nickelodeon. So now I remember she did like some, you know, Netflix originals or this or that. But
adult showgirls.
You know, exactly.
Fucking just
type
Berkeley.
Stuff. Yeah, you know.
Or Elizabeth Berkeley.
I mean, I feel like we're skipping a big one. We could even cross the water and go to Disney. Look at Miley Cyrus. Look at the wave she went through of
but
being
until,
black for a few years.
Until people are willing to come out and speak, then it's all thoughts and whatnots, you know. But, I mean, I know I definitely hope that they get whatever counseling that they need, whatever type of things to help them cope with it.
Well, then, if you're going to talk about Miley, you got to talk about Billy Ray. And knew something was going on.
He's in the music. Maybe, he's in the music maybe, world. Maybe, you maybe. Know how that go in the music world, too.
It's crazy. People aren't being held accountable. And it's really funny how they selectively pick and choose who's going to be in the quote-unquote heat of the fire.
Agreed. Agreed on that. Full-heartedly.
Do I think Dan Snyder is weird as hell? And has he done a very good job of tiptoeing that gray line? Sure. But there definitely needs to be some people to come out. Because I don't think he's innocent. I don't think he's innocent. I really would not be surprised if somebody did come out and say Dan Snyder this and that. Because, like,
yeah.
This, that, and the third, absolutely.
We just need specifics.
We need specifics. I think, you know, as of right now, he's a weird dude.
The most we could say
he's
right now.
At the bare minimum.
At the bare minimum, he's a weird dude. Would I trust him around my kids? No.
The most we could probably say right now is a multitude of HR violations, and he...
The very least.
We can put out... He put out what we can probably call softcore child shit.
Yeah.
That...
Right.
That's probably the two things we could say for a fact without being defamatory.
And it's...
I don't know how many close-up child shots of feet you can do before it gets weird, but I think that's softcore child shit.
We are...
And the fact that nobody in the higher-ups was just like, all right, dude, we got to, like, move on from this.
Right.
That we're entering a new phase in society. This is going to... Like, this is what the Me Too movement should have been.
Yeah.
But now we're seeing it on a different spectrum because it's involving kids. And shit like that. This is basically, to antiquate it to something recently in the past, this is basically Nickelodeon's version of Surviving R. Kelly.
Essentially.
basically, that for all you hip-hop heads out there, this is basically what it is.
They could have very much...
Minus the fact that the people that were accused of these heinous acts... Yeah, that
and
they got a fucking slap on the wrist. Jason Handy got 2 years. You know, freaking Brian Peck got 16 months on 2 counts each. That's insane. That's why I say, man, if you touch a kid, you need to night-night.
And I do get it from the kid's perspective, even like the one dude from All That. He was just like, you know, I didn't.
The dorky white kid?
No, the black dude.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know where he was going.
He was just like, you know, as a kid, and he's like the guy who's running the show, it's like you don't want to upset him because it's like, you know, like he said, I'm feeding my family.
You're trying to get him out the hood.
You're trying to get him out the hood. So it's just like,
it's a rough one.
It's a power imbalance. Classic.
He definitely, there was some abusive power there, and I understand from the kid's perspective, but like we all said,
parents.
Where were the parents at? And you know,
look where it's at.
If you stay quiet for that money, I have to question your parenting abilities.
Right.
If you thought it was weird, but you still sent your kid to the set and was willing to leave the room, I question your ability.
We need to do a part two of this because, and we don't have time to do it today, but I want to get into the motherfuckers who wrote letters on Brian Beck's behalf.
Yes.
I can never watch Boy Meets World the same again. Yeah. You're telling me Sean and
we need to do a part two of this, and we're going to talk solely about that.
And that's what makes it even crazier because it's like, you can get into the all-seeing people. Like, bro, people be selling their souls for that fame and fortune, and that's a whole nother topic right then and there. But I guarantee you, those people who wrote those letters on his behalf, they did something strange for
They're
some
just
change.
Bad.
And they just ain't come. They're gonna come out because they're happy and content with their life.
I think next week we do. We're obviously gonna have a full show next week. So like, let's split the kitty down the middle. That we'll talk about the people who wrote letters. I'm actually gonna try to reach out to some of these motherfuckers and try to get them on for an interview. They're probably gonna no sell me because who am I? I'm a small town bird lawyer. I get it.
You will get a generated PR response.
I'm okay with that. At least they're acknowledging it.
Exactly, probably.
And I'm gonna make a reel for our Facebook and our TikTok later about my boy Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah,
new he verse ate that up. Going in.
Fuck the big three is big me.
Bam, he said it. Not me. But I'm going to talk about it, so y'all make sure y'all be on the lookout for that.
We are literally going to take a five-minute break, and we will get into directly into Suncoast On Point. That's how we're going to do it.
Y'all sit tight. It's your boy High C for Tamar, for my boy Johnny Christ. This has been Just Another Convo. Peace.
Just don't end it.